Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to another edition of Roll Route to the program, where we gather every day at this time. Well, J.C. Cole, we do it Monday through Friday anyway. And what we do when we gather is continue to address the issues between food production and food consumption, checking in from an undisclosed location underneath the bridge outside of Baltimore. It's J.C. Cole, the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Right. Just coming up for air. Yeah.
True that there was a guy from the Ukraine steering the ship, so to speak.
Okay, so let's start off with the first part that we've been talking about for years.
Dare to prepare.
Dare to prepare by Holly Dale. Great book. Only can get it from them. And Stan Dale, an incredibly brilliant man, knows a lot more. I think he's forgotten more about physics than I've ever learned. He's still there.
Yeah. It's waiting for you to tell me about physics.
And so we're at war. We've been at war for a while. And I said, you know, when you have rumors, you have to investigate them. It doesn't mean you believe them, but you can't ignore them. And so this is going to be a classic example of that. We had this bridge drop, and I was educated as a structural engineer. I've never seen anything go down that quick from just one accident. If you think about it, if you look at all the war movies and blowing up bridges and stuff like this, this thing dropped in looked like 10, 15 seconds, right? And it was only struck in one location that we know of, but I think that's pretty much accurate. And this is an indication. Is this the vulnerability of our infrastructure? Now, what most people don't know, and many of our listeners, I think, are out in the West, right, is that I-95 is the main corridor from basically Maine to Florida, and that it's probably the main north-south interstates, and right at Baltimore is where traffic goes. Something like 31,000 cars cross that bridge a day, or actually crossed that bridge a day, because it's not there anymore. And not going to be
in the foreseeable future.
Correct. Rough estimates, maybe 4 years, maybe 5 years, but, you know, who knows? And that another interesting thing, there's some great reports on it. One of the captains seems to be of Ukrainian descent, but it looks more like, of all the information I've seen, Laura Logan did a wonderful breakdown of it, both on X and on the War Room. So you can look that up. So she went and she fact-finded a lot of things. Apparently the ship wasn't even in the canal, so that was way before it happened. And it looks like the tugboats were called off. So we've just got to wait to find out some more facts. But you can't ignore the rumors that this was a terrorist attack. And you also had, General Flynn come out and say that this was a black swan terrorist attack. Okay, so you got some pretty capable people coming out, right, saying what this is. Now, one of the challenges is it's a major train route for chemicals because they don't allow many chemicals through tunnels, for obvious reasons. But so this is going to hit the East Coast quite hard. Something like 25% of all the coal exported out of the United States went through Baltimore, right? And that because of the way the bridge dropped, it's cutting off the port. So many ships are stuck inside and the ones outside can't get in. So we're going to We're going to feel this pretty much.
Because I'm not an East Coast thought guy at all, JC. The one thing that really jumped out at me at this, I thought that the New Orleans port, because of the Mississippi River and everything that is produced in my part of the world, is exported through the Mississippi River and New Orleans port. I did not recognize the vast amount of product, including coal and food and agricultural entities, that goes through that port at Baltimore. It's massive.
Yes, the port is 9th for dollar value in the state, and 13th for cargo tonnage. So we just had one of our top 10 ports taken out, and on the East Coast, and especially one that deals with chemicals, because a lot of chemical production is on the East Coast.
I'm also told it's going to make a major impact in what our fuel prices are going to be all across the country.
Possibly. And we already see that fuel prices are ticking up. Right. And it's like
we had one day last week, JC, where on Monday, it just diesel did not change. But at every gas station I've driven past since Monday of last week, we went from 315 or 314 to 339 to 349, just 30 cents across the board. I have friends that are in the fuel distribution business. They said, what happened? Why did all just overnight 30 cents in gas prices, not in diesel prices, just jump? And they said, we're asking the same question.
Yes. And now, you know, if you watch at least once a week, a refinery in Russia is getting hit by drones, except for Ukraine doesn't make drones. You know, and what are we funding Ukraine for? You know, oh, I'm sorry. We know that answer. The news gets worse. But there's one thing I want to point out that no one's pointed out yet, that less than a year ago, I-95 was shut down for another accident. That's when a tanker truck rolled out under a bridge in Philadelphia and caught on fire and burnt down the bridge. Right, and they shut down both 95. So isn't this a bit suspicious that we have now had two suspicious events on our main interstate on the East Coast? I would say that, you know.
I think it's a good time to quote the the best meme I found yet. Everybody, the fact checkers all called Noah a conspiracy theorist. Of course, they drowned.
Yes, and speaking of fact checkers, already the right-wing libtard, right-wing media spreads conspiracy theories about the Baltimore Bridge collapse. The right-wing punks are basically linking the collapse to the bridge to DEI, immigration, and terrorism. DEI is diversity, equity, and inclusion. Right? You go, wait a minute. We're rumors. We're investigating, and you guys already put in the conspiracy theory to shut down the deductive reasoning, right? This is a direct control from the CIA, right? And of course, anybody who knows the whole phrase conspiracy theories was created by the CIA to cover up what really happened at the Kennedy assassination, right? And you know, unfortunately, what 20% of our population are extreme libtards and can't think deductively, right? I mean, there's a lot of evidence popping up about this thing that it, and there was an incredible article that came out called Chinese Unrestricted Warfare, okay, which explains, right, you know, we quoted many times the supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting. Well, boom. Oh no, that wasn't the Chinese. No, the Chinese aren't linked at all to the Obama administration. Not at all. You know, right?
So, of course, speaking of Chinese, I have a veteran in Shelby County, Iowa, that has written a report about six Chinese that were caught climbing a cell tower in Shelby County, Iowa. For those that may not know, that's about 60 miles east of Omaha, right off of Interstate 80. And the local sheriff was contacted, and he investigated. One knew broken English. The other five could not speak any English. And it's unknown why these six middle-aged males were climbing a cell tower in Shelby County, Iowa, but the sheriff was instructed to leave them alone. J.C. Cole, and I'm only bringing that up not to tell you, oh my goodness, what's happening in Shelby County, Iowa. What I'm telling you is, and I talked to my own sheriff last night about this situation and one in North Dakota, and my message is, we need to be vigilant, pay attention, and not just let anything go by as well. That's strange. Greg Hager continues to bring you his country roots. And if he has his way and my way, we'll keep this nation in boots. All good things come from countries who have boots as a primary footwear. That doesn't have anything to do with his singing. It's fantastic. GregHager.com. More J.C. Cole after this. Welcome back. Roll Route, Trent Lewis alongside J.C. Cole, checking in from New Jersey, where we continue to find, okay, if there's two strikes on Interstate 95, the third one will be coming.
Yeah, in threes, right? So here's this article. Absolutely. China's unrestricted warfare, is it already here? Okay, so can you look it up? It's a pretty good article, but it says Chinese linked appear to be looking at U.S. infrastructure, key components such as the electric grid, water reservations, treatment plants, pipelines, transportation, communication systems, among other targets. Go figure. No, that couldn't be. You mean transportation like I-95? And so we know we're getting cyber attacks. We know, you remember the Columbia pipeline got shut down, cyber attack, you know. And, you know, and these left-wing lunatics are saying it's a conspiracy theory. I don't know. I think we got to send them to another planet, you know, just round them all up. And, of course, another article popped up this week is our country is being poisoned. 270,000 overdose deaths from fentanyl, about 80,000 per year across the nation. Okay, where's the fentanyl coming from? China? Wait, that's a conspiracy theory. Actually, it's probably payback for the opium wars, but we didn't do it. The British did it. Right. So.
Well, all trails at this point lead back to the CIA, because the CIA is pretty well known, was bringing opium in, and that was what led to all of our Middle Eastern wars.
That was Air America and the Vietnam War, right? And that was led by George Bush. He'd bring them into the oil platforms off Texas.
Vietnam. You didn't mean Vietnam.
No, Air America in Vietnam.
Oh,
That was a movie a long time ago. But basically, they captured the heroin trade in that world, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, right?
Got it.
And so that was in the 60s, right? And then it moved to South America. And of course, George Bush Sr., the head of the CIA, who ran Zapata Oil, would bring it into the oil platforms in the Gulf of Texas there, and package it into 50-gallon drums, bring it into Arkansas, where it was processed by the Governor Bill Clinton. Yeah. And now you know why there's this phrase called Arkanside, where there are like over 100 dead people in the trail of the Clintons.
Not that I want to avoid that or jump ahead to what you're probably going to bring up in the last segment, but while we're here, what is the significance of March 31st, 1973?
March 31st. I got a date? No.
1973. You had a date.
Yeah, that was my first date, 1973.
It was the end of the Vietnam War, the official end of the Vietnam War.
Right. And by the way, I was the official last month to register for the draft. So that was August 1974 when I turned 18. And I still have my draft card.
Well, keep it handy. They may be calling you up.
So.
Right. You don't fancy yourself going to Gaza?
No. Although I think I'm probably more fit than half of the 20-year-olds in America, right? So there's another thing that leads on. There are going to be dominoes falling right and left. Saying Baltimore City implodes, police force collapses. Only 3 officers patrol a major district. So there are only 3 officers who could patrol a district of 61,000 residents. All right. So that was an article earlier this week. And now with the port closing, $12 of every $100 that the city of Baltimore gets comes from the port. Well, I guess that $12 is going to disappear. So the city of Baltimore, who's already running out of money, is now 12% less, right? Which is horrific. So we're watching the collapse of Baltimore. And by the way, it reminds me of the movie with Ben Affleck, where the bomb goes off outside of Baltimore.
We've been watching Baltimore die for wilt on the vine for quite some time. This bridge incident might be the kill shot.
Right. No, seriously. And by the way, I toured the port of Baltimore probably about 15 years ago with some high level Latvians, because one of the largest undeveloped ports in all of Europe is Riga, the port of Riga. It has a huge amount of land, right? And it is linked by rail, of course, to Russia. It's one of the ends of the Silk Road, right? It's prime for development. So
Wait, whoa. Did you just say that Baltimore Port is connected to the China Silk Road proposal?
No, I said the port of Riga.
Oh, sorry, I lost my connection for a moment, so I missed you for a couple minutes.
Yeah, so what happened was the port of Riga is the largest undeveloped port in Europe, and it's linked by land to Russia, which is linked by land to China. So it's one of the ends of the Silk Road that can be very heavily developed.
Got it.
So the leaders of Riga, the important men, the mayor, the head of the port, financial guys, all took a tour of U.S. ports with me, right? And one of them was the port of Baltimore, which you want to hear a very funny story, right? Because I have lots of funny stories of my adventures. So I'm sitting there, a little side on. Oops. Yeah.
That was me. That's me. Go ahead. Struggling with a bit of technology, but you just plow forward. I'm hearing you good.
Right. So I'm hanging out with these guys in Baltimore at a bar, and they look and they go, you know, JC, when we were in Texas, they brought us to a baseball game. And they go, we couldn't figure out what was going on. The only thing we figured out is that when the wave came, you had to stand and put your hands in the air. Right. But Latvia is a center of hockey. There are many Latvians that are on the National Hockey League, right? They're incredibly good in hockey. They're hockey fans. And so they looked at me and they go, the playoffs, the championship playoffs are in Philadelphia and against Toronto. Can you get us tickets? What? you want to get your tickets in 2 days for a playoff game with the Flyers? Yeah, it's like, and then
yeah.
They looked at me like, yeah, well, you know, yeah, you're connected. They're like, guess what, Trent? There's got to be angels looking after you. So we drove up. So here I am with the five most important people in Riga, which is where all my investments were. And I drive up to the Flyers game. And I said, I think we had reservations. And the lady goes, you know, I don't see them. And, oh, man. And I said, listen, I'm sitting here with the five most important people of Riga where the national championships are going to be held in 1 year for hockey, right? Can you do something? And she did. Wonderful woman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, got me five box office seats. Right. And of course, the five guys are looking at me going, see, I told you about him.
The America worker, J.C. Cole. We are at halftime already of Roll Route on the last Wednesday of March. March kind of going out like a lion, as we expected, in central Nebraska anyway. We'll take a break before I let you go. Speaking of the Great Plains of America, I want to remind you that cattlemen are working together for a common goal, and this common goal is an excellent supply of tender beef. The Piedmontese breed does generate a tender beef supply, and in this case, 100% of the cattle are sired by Piedmontese bulls, assuring you that you will have a tender beef eating experience. And tenderness is the most important factor in eating satisfaction. Here's the best part of this whole deal. You do not need to go to the store. We deliver the tender beef to your door. Get more details about the protein plethora on the website. It's not just beef. It's all proteins, and you will want to get this regularly. CPBeef.com. More J.C. Cole Roll Route after this. Welcome back. Roll Route. Trent Lewis alongside J.C. Cole as we continue to talk about something we certainly did not see coming, which was a supply chain disruption.
Major supply chain disruption.
Major. I
mean, you couldn't even militarily hit that successful. You know, we would have saw the planes coming.
The other thing that's quite interesting to me about this is that this bridge is on the Mason-Dixon line.
It's on the Mason-Dixon line. It's separate. A good part. I recommend that you track down the interview that Laura Logan just did on the War Room, explaining the Baltimore Bridge, because she brought in so many other pieces we can't cover. But yeah, this is a disaster. This is a body shot right to the kidneys, right. And you know, it's not the knockout. We're still standing, but boy, we got to wake up. And she said that she had contacts with the intelligence agencies, and they're verifying that it was a cyber attack, right, that took control of the ship, right?
Yeah.
And
for all of those naysayers out there that for the past 20 years have been saying, in fact, I close my Dakota Trails and Tales show every night, JC, with the A to Z without the use of GPS technology, and people laugh at me thinking that Trent's paranoid, he won't use GPS. I will not use GPS. I taught all three of my girls to know where north, east, west, south is, and to know how to navigate without GPS, because you can be taken over if you're relying on this technology.
Yeah, and every one of our vehicles, we have Atlas and
Roadmap. I do too.
Right.
I rarely look at it, though, because I've driven about every road in America, particularly between the Allegheny Mountains and the Rockies.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You are a road map.
So as a point of reference, I want your take on this, because I just thought, you know, with what's going on in the France invasion, if it occurred, of 2,000 French troops into Russia, and the talk and the threat of
into Ukraine.
Go ahead.
I don't think the 2,000 went into Russia.
All right. But what I did search, and I found a 2019 dissertation on if there were a, remind you, 2019, if there were a U.S.-Russia nuclear exchange, what would the top targets in the United States be? Because I feel like, you know, at least I don't live in New Jersey, right?
But okay. Hazard, Hazard, Nebraska.
Hazard, Nebraska is not on the list for Russia. Okay. But 200 miles that way is what they call Strategic Air Command, SAC, off at Air Force Base in Omaha. And SAC, Malmuth in Montana, and Minot Air Force Base. And the fourth one that is possibly targeted is anything in Colorado Springs, because Colorado Springs has got the Air Force Academy. It's also got Fort Carson. So those are the four top military targets. Otherwise, the targets would be cities, New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles. And then I found it interesting. Go ahead.
Remember, we mentioned not Baltimore. They wouldn't want to ruin that.
I think Baltimore's toast already. They don't need to drop a nuke and waste the money on that one.
Right.
Within a mile and a half radius of ground zero, the temperature from a nuclear blast is 300,000 degrees. And it is reported that you will not receive burns. If you are in a furnace of 300,000 degrees, you will be immediately dropped to a pile of carbon.
Ash.
Yeah.
Right.
And 6 miles is the immediate threat for the dropping of a nuclear bomb. So there's all of your nuclear bomb information you needed for the day. I wanted to know because I got loved ones close to Omaha, so I wanted to know what that radius was.
Well, let's just say if that happens, it's, so, but this is my personal opinion. But not very well researched. There will not be a nuclear holocaust. There's no need for nuclear holocaust.
I agree with you.
There's what happens is going to be a cyber holocaust or electronic.
Yeah. Well, look what's happening without the toil of the sending the nuclear weapon. We're doing it anyway.
Yeah, we've got, and we know that there's direct energy weapons, right? We don't know who has them. We know we do. Somebody else has them, obviously. And that, you know, listen, we have 9 top transformers. So everybody knows, you know, it's not hard to find out where they are. And, you know, all you have to do is take out those 9, our entire grid goes down. Okay. I don't know if they want to create that much damage. Right. But it's very easy to turn off our electric grid. And another thing, the Chinese put in 20% of the transformers, or at least this is what I understand from Hallerman, Jonathan Hallerman, survival theory, which everybody get and listen to, that they have back doors. You know, President Trump came out and signed an executive order to no longer buy any transformers from China. Well, there's probably a good reason for that, because the Chinese can just turn off the electric transformers. They don't even have to blow them up. They just turn them off.
Well, after this situation in Shelby County, Iowa, I did not a deep dive, just a little dive into the communications and the telephones. There is a ton of telecommunications providers that have used Chinese equipment to create our whole phone system.
Yeah, I'm sure. Right. In fact, actually, what was it? Going back maybe 2015, Veterans Today warned, okay, nobody's allowed to own a Lenovo computer because the Chinese have built the back of the computers. Nobody of stature, you know, in the government. Mm-hmm. Right? So, you know, listen, we're in an electronic age and a world war or a global war for a lot of things, you know, for basically the globe as we look, and we're watching it play out in different areas. You know, this is very, very difficult, especially our lives were so easy to get along, you know, just simply, you know, things worked so well, you know. I'll just say, hey, I want that new book from Amazon. I can pick it up and have it sent to me in 2 days. Or actually, I could download it off Kindle and start reading immediately, right? And so we have been seduced by convenience.
We have.
And now the gloves are coming off, right? Mm-hmm. And And here's one, an article, retirement crisis faces the government and corporate pensions. What did we talk about the week before? And now the article pops up, right? I mean, this is, you know, this is the universe telling you. So many people believe in the pensions, right? And now there's a crisis. They, mathematically, they just simply can't be paid. Right? And so what about those people who are depending on that for money? And of course, let us touch on my favorite subject, food security. A lucrative career in real estate development and a part of the work I really enjoy doing it, to come and be a farmer. Do you know how hard it is to be a farmer? Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. Talking to the wrong guy.
I fail at it about once a month.
Yeah. You know, you get on there, it's like minus 10 and the diesel doesn't want to start. And, and the chickens are running around and escaped. And, you know, and the horses broke, you know, the cows broke down the electric fence. And that's Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That was Monday. You're exactly right. That's what happened Monday this week.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's like, holy cow, do we have any idea? And what's New York City doing? Investing in the stock market. Right. Okay. You grow no food. You have 8 million people. You grow no food. You don't control your electricity. You don't control your water. And you're investing in a fake system that is peaking and obviously going to implode. Right. And of course, the entire United States is based on a financial system that has never been audited for 115 years. Yeah, you think someplace along the lines they could do it like every 20 years or something like that. Right. And of course, they just cranked out another 10 trillion. So where are we? 34 plus trillion of just debt. It's not obligations or liabilities, debt. And so these are all numbers that boggle the mind because, you know, we weren't trained.
I haven't looked today, JC, but yesterday that debt was $102,766 per American person, legal person. That includes babies born yesterday. They automatically owe the federal government $102,766.
Wonderful. And then I understand there's a fire at the National Beef in Liberal.
I think Liberal.
Liberal. And so we lost some more cows. Okay. And
I didn't know about a fire at the beef plant in Liberal.
Yeah, pretty sure.
That's owned by Brazilians, by the way. Used to be owned by Americans, but now it's owned by Brazilians.
Right. I guess the Brazilians outbid the Chinese. But who knows these days? And of course, one of our least favorite government agencies, the Bureau of Land Management, right, has a quiet war going on precious metals. Oh, good. So they're blocking us from the important minerals, metals that we need. And that the federal agency controls 30% of the country's mineral resources. What's the federal government doing controlling any land? Because the Constitution is pretty clear on it.
1 in 3 acres are owned by federal or state government. 28.4% by the federal government and 3.6% by state government, which means you, the taxpayer, own that much of the United States and continuing to take more. That's the problem. JC Cole, we'll be back. I see that the fire in Liberal was last week. I missed that and resumed production again on Monday. So that's good news. Got that fixed pretty quick within a week. Liberal, Kansas. Excellent little meatpacking town in Seward County, Kansas. I happen to know that. I want to remind you that speaking of Kansas, Hayes, Kansas is home to Simpson Farm Enterprises. When it comes to maintaining control of those pests, being weeds or insects, whatever pests are in your field, The Apache sprayer has a technology, and Simpsons have service that's second to none. Get more details about what you can acquire with the Apache sprayer technology by going to the website, simpsonfarm.com. Back with the last segment of Rural Route after this. Welcome back, Rural Route, Trent Luce, J.C. Cole. We are charging into the final segment on a Wednesday.
So let me just bring up something we talked about. I had prepared for my friend.
Just as I was bragging about how good your connection's been, JC, I lose you. Go ahead. Start over. You've been talking about your friend. JC, is it you or me? Okay, we have an issue. So Houston, we have a problem.
List of them.
All right, JC, I'm not getting you. What we're going to have to do is just retool this, or I'm going to filibuster for a minute because we need to know where you were going to go with that. Plus, we've not gotten to this day in history. All right, JC, are you back? You want to start that over? You have a friend? You have a friend. That's good.
I do have a friend. Cost me a lot of money, but I do have it. So anyway, as we know, I put together a list for my friends of beginning important preparations for where to start. And if you contact me at the website, www.ahfarms.org, I'll send you the list. You know, and it also has a list of important books to read, to have on your shelf for if this system goes south. And it looks like it's going south because north on I-95 is now stopped, right? And the other thing is I got interviewed by Ann Vandersteel from your introduction. Thank you very much. And you can find that interview, and it describes my project very well. Search Ann Vandersteel interview J.C. Cole, and it pops up, right, for those who want to understand the concept that I'm working on. So let's get into our favorite thing, what happened this week in history of significance. This one goes back a tad, but I think it's important. March 24th, 1401. So that's before Columbus, right? Timur, who was the Mongol leader, attacks and sacks the city of Damascus, which was one of the empires at that time. Okay, so the Mongols take over Damascus. And, you know, they've been fighting over this for thousands of years, this territory, okay? And now what happens is, anybody who read the Bible and remembered it knows Ezekiel 17. Damascus will no longer be a city, but will become a heap of ruins. So in the last week, the United States warplanes, right, as of these 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, are bombing Syria. Why are we bombing Syria? Did the Congress vote for us to be in Syria for our military to be in Syria?
They did not.
No. And so we have a rogue part of our military doing what it wants. And of course, we know that it's protecting this theft of the oil by the Israelis. That's one. And two, Israel unleashes major airstrikes on Syria and deep into Lebanon. So it looks like these guys are trying to play out the biblical prophecies, right? And watch Damascus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I of course, this has been being fought over for a thousand years. What is it that's there that's so important? Right, so... Okay, now this was a little bit...
I got to jump in here because you were the first person to put that into context, that we can't tell whether the Bible is playing out or if there are people that know the Bible and they are forcing it to play out to create this whole concept of, oh, look, the end times are here. I'm now of a majority of thinking that we have people trying to control the world by simply playing out revelations in front of us. It's like a script.
That's one of the possibilities. And of course, and what is the end factor there? And if you look, it brings back their Messiah. So you might have people, trying to play this out and force back the return of their Messiah. Actually, there is Sabbatine Franken, which is a division of Jews back from the 1600s that said, geez, if we do everything bad against what the Lord says, then maybe he'll come back faster, if I understand it correctly. I think David Icke did a good report on that. You go, so create all this havoc,
mm-hmm.
and bring back your Messiah. Oh, that's nice. Can't we pass on this for a few thousand years? So
yeah.
The next one, this one's very interesting to me. March 24th, 1944, 76 Allied officers escape Stalag Luft 3, okay, in the Great Escape. And I think that for those of us who are a little on the older side, there was a movie made in 1963 called The Great Escape, which was one of the best war films ever released, right? And it was starring Steve McQueen, Richard Attenborough, James Bronson, and James Gardner. And I was raised on this stuff, this very pro-American, pro-hero stuff. But it's a fascinating movie. And if you haven't seen it, you know, look up The Great Escape. It really did happen. It of course, they come from Hollywood, but it really did happen. Right.
Poor my experience in making a movie that Hollywood put together. 80%, it's the old 80-20 rule. 80% of what they use is actual facts from whatever the situation may be, and 20% is Hollywood creative license. Yeah, I see, JC, that the connection problem is on your end, not on my end. So that doesn't really accomplish any good thing other than just assessing that you're dealing with some supply chain issue based on a Baltimore bridge going down. And we're going to blame that on your internet connection today.
Okay, back. It looks right. We only have a few more minutes. Let's see if we can get through this. Yes?
Yes, go.
Okay, and here's another very interesting thing, right? March 24th, it's all on the 24th this week, 1944, a Royal Air Force rear gunner, Nicholas Hawkman, survives a jump from his Lancaster bomber 18,000 feet without a parachute into Germany. And he falls.
Ooh, my goodness.
Falls into broken pine trees and soft snow and suffered a sprained leg. Okay.
That's a story.
Now, there's a couple of incidents this has happened, right? Where people have fallen out of airplanes and lived. Right. Okay. Now, this is an important one and of what we're facing today. March 24th, 1947, D. Rockefeller donates the New York City East River United Nations. And therefore, we have the United Nations on U.S. territory. That's approximately 18 acres, right, on the East River.
That was March 27th?
March 24th, 1947.
Oh, okay.
So here's the interesting thing about this. That was where Slaughterhouse was, where basically the ground slaughtered. Just saying, you know, that's Asian. Right. And so.
Just so happens, because I used this on Across the Pond without realizing that we were in the middle of the anniversary, so to speak. I have in my hands the Charter of the United Nations as it was released in 1947. We, the peoples of the United Nations, determined to save succeeding generations from the scourge of war. which twice in our lifetime has brought untold sorrow and to mankind, and to reaffirm faith in fundamental human rights, in the dignity and the worth of the human person, in the equal rights of men and women, and of the nations large and small, to establish conditions under which justice and respect for the obligations arising from the treaties and other sources of international law can be maintained, and to promote social progress and better standards in a life larger in freedom. Well, I would say that's a massive failure, if that's what the actual charter was dating back to that day. And just as a little side note, the United States contributes $18 billion annually to the United Nations. That's the tune of $54 per U.S. person, including every child. Stop and the wasteful spending.
Yes, listen, there's like something like 66,000 accounts of the UN troops raping and pillaging.
Right.
And the other thing is, there's something, Dave Hodges has it, I think it's called the Carnegie Protocol, which is basically the UN has the right on its decision to come into any country that joined its charter and signed onto it, that if they deem the citizens need protection. Okay, so there was a congressman, a local congressman in Chicago, that asked for them to come in, to bring in the UN peacekeepers to handle the situation in Chicago. Okay. Right. It's an invasion force.
It is. And we are 22% of the total budget of the United Nations. It absolutely must stop now. But without saying anything, what else must stop is this program, because we've reached our point in time. When I say that we've gone all this way without GPS technology, and more importantly, J.C. Cole, Trent Lewis, both remind you that all roads do lead to a roll route. Well, in today's world, many people are talking about nitric oxide as a part of healthy living, but Dr. Nathan Bryan steps in here because how do we know the difference between one nitric oxide supplement and another one, Nathan?
Well, there's several things you look for. Is the people that are formulated or backing that product ever published a paper in the nitric oxide literature? Do they know anything about the basic enzymology and biochemistry of nitric oxide? Because here's what people do. Put a lot of ingredients in a bag or in a capsule and call it nitric oxide. You have to understand how the human body makes nitric oxide. You got to understand what goes wrong in people that can't make it. And then you got to provide product technology that actually fixes the reason you can't make nitric oxide. If you're low in testosterone, you don't give precursors or things because you've lost the ability to produce testosterone. What do? You actually give the actual molecules. Same thing with women with hormone replacement.
Full details and order the product at no2u.com. That's N-O, number two, letter U.com. Put Trent as your coupon code, and I pay the shipping. Wait a minute, that's not good.